Welcome to the Marriage Counselor's Corner. Right this way. Your therapist will see you shortly. In the meantime, sit back, kick your feet up on the couch, and get ready to focus on adding very valuable tools to your marriage toolkit. And now your host and marriage counselor, David Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you guys doing? I hope you are enjoying yourself. This is a brand new week, brand new podcast episode. My name is David Taylor, and I am your host. Welcome back to the Marriage Counselor's Corner podcast. This is episode number 17, and I'm excited. I'm excited for today's episode. It's going to be a little different. So I want you guys to kind of lock in and really kind of soak it all in, because I hope you guys will enjoy what we have in store. So anyway, let me start with the intro, and then let me go ahead and get focused on what we're going to talk about today. So welcome to the Marriage Counselor's Corner podcast. This is your place to get credible and tangible marriage-related information from a licensed mental health counselor. Now, over my past 19 years, almost 20, almost two decades, it's crazy to even say that, but over the last 19 years, I have discovered some things that will work to take your marriage to the next level. I've been researching, I've been studying. As a matter of fact, I have one more year before I am officially Dr. David Taylor. One more year, and I'll have my doctorate. This is how committed I am at this stage of my life. I've gone back to school to make sure that my saw is sharp. So take heed, take notes, because this information is going to be very beneficial for you. And I want you to see these episodes as a masterclass in marriage, where I take a psychological and practical approach to marriage education and enrichment. And this is episode number 17. And in today's session, I am going to be asking you 10 questions that if you are married, you will want to have the answers for. That's right, guys. I'm not going to be doing a traditional teaching today. I'm going to just be asking you 10 questions. I don't know how long this is going to take. My hope is that it doesn't last for 40 minutes like my previous episodes, but we'll see. But anyway, I'm going to give you 10 questions that you will need to answer if you are married. Heck, you could be single and you still want to make sure you have the answers to these 10 questions. As a matter of fact, I'll go a step further for those that are married, and I'll say it this way. The health of your marriage can be measured based on how many of these questions you can answer. You get that? The quality of your marriage, we can tell the quality, the health of your marriage, based off of how many of these questions you have answers for. Now, we're going to get started in a second, but before we dive into these 10 questions, I've mentioned in previous episodes that I would like to start spotlighting those of you who have left me an honest rating and a review. And so before we get started, I want to go ahead and read one real quick from iTunes. As a matter of fact, I know this sounds weird, but I literally just read this this rating and this review before I started this episode. And I was like, oh, we did speak, but it'll make sense once I read it. But anyway, let me read to you what she wrote. From the first podcast of the new series I listened to, I was hooked. Every podcast is packed full of so much good information. I am in a difficult season of my marriage and have been looking to better myself, better my marriage, and understand the things my husband is going through. After the first episode I listened to, I reached out to David and we scheduled a consultation. I felt so comfortable and safe to be open about what is going on and was given wonderful insight on how to navigate these troubled waters. I listen to his podcast every single day. I say with confidence that because of this podcast and the grace of God, I am able to stand another day, another week, and another month, all while growing myself in the process. I am hopeful to be able to start coaching or counseling with them in the near future. Well, guys, listen, I'm not going to toot my own horn. I will let other people do that, right? But I really enjoy speaking with this person and this message. I really appreciate you sharing this. I didn't know you were going to write any review. I didn't even, you know, when I read those today, I was like, oh, this sounds familiar. Then I remembered, oh, it was you. So whoever you are, because, you know, I ain't going to say your name, but thank you for reaching out. Thank you for scheduling a consultation and for entrusting me with a difficult season of your marriage. So I really appreciate that. And yeah, my desire and hope is that at some point we will work together and I will get to meet your husband and, you know, we'll start to shape the marriage in the image of God. We're going to get you guys in the right position. And listen, thank you. I appreciate it. I am praying for you. Stay focused. Keep your head in the right place. You can do this. You can push through this season. And for everybody else that's listening, I implore you guys to leave me a rating, leave me a review. I will read it on air. Heck, if it's negative, I don't care. I will read it because I want you guys to see this is a place of transparency. Here in the Marriage Counselor's Corner, we're all about truth and transparency. So give me your ratings and reviews. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your questions and reach out to me. I don't bite. Email, text me, heck, call me. I may not answer until you leave a message, but I will call you back and we will schedule something and we will talk. Okay. Okay. So anyway, let me get back to the matters at hand today. I got some questions that I want you guys to answer. So here's how I want you to use today's episode. So again, instead of me just doing a basic teaching, which I would love to do, but I want to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to ask you guys 10 very specific questions. You may have to pause this episode periodically so that you can write down each of these 10 questions. Then I want you to process and answer them. So I want you to take some time to search out the answer, process what you want to write, write these things down, trust me. And then I would even recommend that you speak with your spouse, share the answers with your spouse, and get them to share their answers with you. So this should be an assignment or an activity, and I'll talk about this later, but something that you guys do together where you answer these questions individually and then you discuss these answers corporately, okay? So I want you guys to take some time to actually answer these questions. Do the work this time, okay? Remember, I mentioned the main reason that marriages fail is due to ignorance, right? So I want this activity, this podcast, these 10 questions to help you to defeat ignorance. As a matter of fact, as I discuss in my beautiful, wonderful, lovely book, The 37 Laws to Mastering Marriage, which if you don't got it, get it, okay? But I discuss in this book, one of the laws is called the law of the right question. And that law states that in order to truly connect with your spouse on a deeper level, you have to ask them the right questions. I want to go a step further and say that in order for you to connect with yourself and in order for you to give the deepest parts of yourself to your spouse, you have to be willing to ask yourself the right questions. So these 10 questions will help you to get that process started. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and start with question number one. Question number one is this: who would you be if you didn't have to be you? Who would you be if you didn't have to be you? Now, this is not one of those questions where I want you to imagine that you are a celebrity or some other person. That's not what I'm trying to get at with this question. This question may sound confusing at first, but it is actually focusing on asking you to see yourself beyond the roles that you are forced to play in life. If you had the freedom to be who you truly are, who would you be? Many of us are playing roles, right? Mom, dad, husband, wife, brother, sister, uncle, cousin, business owner, principal, author, teacher, police officer, doctor. We got all these roles, pastor, preacher, right? We got all these roles, therapist that we're playing. And a lot of times we become what we wear. And this question is asking, if you didn't have to be what you wore, who would you be? See, the goal in life is for you to find that person, become that person, and then give that version of yourself to others. So who would you be if you did not have to be you? Question number two. What part of you do you hide the most? See, I have the luxury of working with some amazing and wonderful and awesome individuals on a daily basis. I just spoke about someone that I got a chance to meet. I didn't know her. She reached out after hearing the podcast. Wonderful person. Amazing heart. I get a chance to just speak and learn about the lives of those that, you know, I would normally, if I walked down the street, wouldn't even really recognize, right? It's amazing. But see, listen to this. The vast majority of them are hiding the parts of themselves because those parts do not fit the narrative of their lives. You guys, you didn't hear me. Let me say it again. Right. Remember, the question is, what parts of you do you hide the most? And what I found is that the majority of people are hiding the best parts of themselves because those parts do not fit the narrative of their lives. Remember, go back to question number one, right? Who would you be if you didn't have to be you? Well, we often have a narrative that's guiding who we are, which causes us to hide who we really truly are. What are you hiding? What parts of you are you hiding? What about you are you hiding? I want you to answer that question. Write that answer down, okay? Be fair, be honest, but write that answer down. Question number three. What parts or parts of you do you neglect the most? See, similar to the previous question, I've noticed that there are many parts of ourselves that we often neglect. Sometimes it is out of necessity. Sometimes it is out of fear. Often it is to the detriment of the overall quality of our lives. See, what about you are you neglecting? I want you to write those things down before moving forward. And if you're honest, if you're fair, you'll be truthful. You'll write down those things that you know you're neglecting. Those things that you desire to bring to the forefront, but for whatever reason, you've been putting on the back burner, right? You've been mismanaging. And whatever you mismanage, you lose. So the things that you're neglecting, if you're mismanaging those things, they tend to die. Answer that question before moving forward. All right, let's go to question number four. See, y'all thought that this was going to be one of those episodes where I'm talking and talking. Well, I guess obviously I'm talking, but I'm asking questions today. And then I'm going to be done because I'm already on number four. Number four is this. What parts or parts of you need healing the most? What parts or parts of you need healing the most? Similar to the parts of you that are being neglected, there are certain parts of you that may need to be healed. See, most of us are showing up in our lives masquerading as healed, whole adults. But in reality, we are still broken children. See, I need you to hear me. I need you to open up, be mindful, be aware, be transparent, be honest, receive this. See, most of us are showing up in our lives masquerading. We have the mask of completion, of wholeness. We can hide the broken children behind the eyelashes, the facial hair, the muscles, right? We can hide the broken children behind the Instagram filters and the Facebook posts about the vacation where you get to see us smiling, but really the smile is our mask. Most of us are carrying broken children with us. See, listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Now, little David, the version of me that, you know, dealt with the trauma and his dad not being there and mom and dad divorcing and then having to move, that part of me, I've done my work, but he still exists. As a matter of fact, that part of me will never go. My job is to take good care of little David, because little David is that brother is here to stay. Right. And my job is to protect him, to not neglect him, to feed him, to entertain him, to give him a place to speak, a voice. Right. The moment I start ignoring him and not letting him speak and not letting him have a place, a safe place to be a kid, guess what? He's going to start burning stuff down. Right? That's the reason why all those years ago, early on in our marriage, that's the reason why he was burning so bright, because the brother didn't have a place to heal. I was not letting him be healed. What parts or part of you need healing the most? Now, don't miss this point, guys. This is important. Most of us carry unresolved childhood wounds that we are attempting to love through. We are attempting to love others through our own brokenness. This version of you is guiding you, compelling you, and you may not even know it. What part or parts of you need healing the most? Oh, I can do a whole episode on it. You know what? Let me keep going. I stay stuck on that one because that's a good one. All right, question number 5. Have you given yourself permission? Ooh, this is good. I'm sorry. Let me stay focused. Have you given yourself permission to be less than perfect? Oh, man. See, we live in a very cruel and judgmental world, one that demands perfect for the sake of deflection. You missed the point. We live in a world that demands perfection for the sake of deflection. I might have even said that wrong at first. That's probably why you missed it. Anyway, we live in a world that demands that we come perfect, all the way put together, not for the sake of being perfect, but for the sake of deflecting something. See, we often judge in others what we disown in ourselves. See, we require others to be to and for us who we struggle to be for ourselves. That is because you, perhaps, have demanded a level of perfection that is unattainable. Oh, man. Have you given yourself permission to be less than that unattainable position of perfection? Oh. Let's stop there for a while and write what you need to write, okay? Give God permission to just flow through you with that particular one, because I know a lot of y'all carry this mentality that you got to show up complete, you got to show up flawless, and you got to show up with no issues and no concerns, and it's because you have not given yourself permission to be less than. Oh, you know what? Let me stop, because I want to just share people's stories, and I can't share nobody's stories. Everything is confidential, man. But if I could just, let me keep going, because I work with some amazing people that, if they just saw it, it would just shock the world. Okay, number 6. Okay, because number 6. Have you given yourself permission to be vulnerable? Now, because we live in a cruel and mean world, it is often easier to be guarded and defensive than it is to be vulnerable. As a matter of fact, that's the preferential position that most people take, is I'm gonna be self-preserving. I'm gonna protect myself. I'm not gonna open up. You're not gonna get to see the most raw, honest, true parts of myself. Why? So that you can step on it and exploit it. Yeah. No, I ain't doing that. Right? And so what we do is we carry this veneer. We put our guard up. We carry the shield, and it ain't the shield of faith. We carry the shield that protects us from really truly being seen. And a lot of y'all carry that with you in your marriage. See, the Bible commands us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But the problem is we often aren't fair to ourselves. We limit the self-love such that we become disconnected, defensive, and unable to truly open up. And so much so that we don't open up long enough to truly receive that which we really desire. See, we carry around this defensiveness. So now I can't be vulnerable. But see, guess what happens? When I'm not vulnerable, I can't receive that which I truly desire because part of my shield is blocking me from receiving the love that I really want. But to go a step further, the shield is blocking you from you, not from other people. You know, let me stop there because I got other questions. But I just want you to hear that. Have you given yourself permission to be vulnerable? I need you to answer that question. Oh, okay, one other thing before I go forward. Because listen, if you can't be vulnerable with yourself, you'll never be vulnerable enough with your spouse. And then what's going to happen is you're going to go to your spouse and you're going to want certain things from your spouse. But because you haven't been vulnerable with yourself, you can't really get the fullness of what they have to give you because you can only give away what you have. And if you're blocking yourself from receiving what you really need from yourself, then they'll never be able to fully fill your tank because it's not their job to do so anyway. Okay, let me keep going. Number seven. When was the last time that you told yourself that you love you? Yeah, you heard me clearly. When was the last time you told yourself that you love yourself? See, many of us are longing to be loved by others because we struggle to love ourselves. Actually, many of us, if we're being honest and transparent, many of us are longing to be loved by ourselves. But we feel like we can't accept ourselves. So now we put that expectation on someone else. And then we penalize them when they don't love us to the degree that we want to be loved. Because guess what? You're not loving yourself to that same degree. When was the last time that you actually told yourself that you love you and meant it? Remember, you can only give away what you have. If you don't have love for yourself, you're going to come up short when it's time for you to love someone else. But you're also going to come up short when it's time for you to receive love for someone else. They will inevitably fail you because you are the barometer of the love that you need for yourself. Ugh. So when was the last time you told yourself that you love you? Watch this. See, y'all got me stuttering because I'm hype. David, I love you. Ah, gosh. Whew. All right. I guess I needed to hear that from myself. I didn't expect. I was trying to just do this as an example. I didn't expect it to touch me like that. All right, let me straighten up. Let me put my chest back out. I didn't know that was gonna happen on air. All right. Let me sit in it for a second. Okay. Let me pull it together. All right. Let me pull it together. I have to come back to this when I'm done. Y'all see what just happened? I wasn't expecting for that to happen, and I'm not gonna even. Oh, gosh, I got to get through this. Dave, come on, pull it together. Whew, I wasn't expecting that to happen. Live on air. I was just doing this as an example. And apparently Lil David needed to hear that today. Whew, so there you go. Do it. Pause it and do the same thing. And if you, I promise you, it'll, oh, man. I'm trying to recover, y'all. All right, let me get it together. I'm not taking this out. This is going to be live on air. So you guys have just successfully witnessed and heard a grown man cry the moment he told himself that he loved himself. And I don't care how y'all see me. Fight me. Anyway, see, I had to get tough to balance out those scales. I got to puff my chest out a little bit. That's how we do, man. Whew, okay, I'm back. I'm focused. When was the last time you told yourself that you love you? Mine was just a couple of seconds ago, and apparently it's been too long, okay? Don't make my mistake. Tell yourself this every single day. You're special. You're beautiful. You are amazing. you're wonderful, and I love me. Okay? You got to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be on air like me, shedding a few tears. Ooh, that was good. That was good. Number eight, because we got to keep it moving. Number eight. Do you know what skeletons are in your closet? What are the skeletons that are lurking in the shadows? Do you know what they are? Or have you been so busy moving and shaking, so busy doing and moving and being productive and working and serving and whatever it is that you spend your time doing? Have you been so busy doing that you have distracted yourself into a distorted view of your reflection? You didn't get that. Let me say it again. Have you been so busy moving and shaking that you have distracted yourself into a distorted view of your reflection? What skeletons are you allowing to rot in the quiet corners of your life? See, we all got quiet corners. And if you don't visit those corners and clean out the cobwebs, you may find a couple skeletons back there lurking, rotten, chilling, eating good. I know skeletons don't eat. I know. But you may find them there unattended to. What parts of you have you left unresolved, ignored, malnourished? See, whatever you ignore, you also unintentionally allow. See, with this one, you have to be intentional. We don't allow skeletons to just lurk without knowing why they're there and with a plan for getting rid of them. We got to get them skeletons out. So do you know what the skeletons are in your closet? And do you know what they look like? Answer that question. And then let's move to number nine. See, I'm almost done. And I've pulled it back together, guys. I had a moment. Had a moment on air, and I pulled it back together. Number nine, do you have a deep awareness of the things that drive your life? Are you aware of what is driving, what is guiding, what is compelling you to do the things that you do? See, we are all driven by something. Your fears, your anxieties, your concerns, your habits, your behaviors, your beliefs, they are all driven by something. See, let me say this one tidbit before I move on. Ignorance of these things invites stagnation, it invites chaos, and it invites disorder. Do you have a deeper awareness of the things that drive your life? That's question number nine. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up with question number 10. And this is a big one. Are you living a purposeful life? Are you living a purposeful life? Purposeful means that you are intentional about who you are, how you think, and what you do. See, purposeful means that you are connected to the bigger picture of your life, such that picture becomes the driving force of who you are. Ignorance of your purpose breeds complacency. I'll say that again. Ignorance of your purpose breeds complacency. See, if you lack purpose, you will find yourself struggling with things like depression, anxiety, fear, worry, laziness, idleness, right? You'll find yourself distracted easily if you lack purpose. Actually, if you lack purpose, you will find yourself entertained by the drama of life. You will find yourself drifting into the affairs of others, the issues of other people's lives, the drama and what's going on with them, so much so that it keeps you locked in a state of distraction. And episodes number 11 and 12 will literally help you to better answer this important question. These two episodes I did specifically on the topic of finding your purpose while being married. Okay, so go back and check out those episodes 11 and 12, if you have not done so, or if you need a refresher. Maybe this question, these questions will help get you in the right mind frame to really focus on those two podcast episodes. Okay, so here we are. I've just given you 10 very important questions that every spouse needs to answer. Now, for your action item, because I want you to have something that you're doing over this next week, I want you to take some time to process through these 10 questions and answer them. Answer them honestly. Be detailed with your answers. Write them in your journal or your man book. And then after you do that, after you answer them for yourself, I want you to go and discuss this assignment with your spouse. So give your answers to them. Let them give their answers to you. Discuss this with them, and then take their answers and study those answers so that you can have a better understanding of where they are and who they are. Okay? So I want you to do that for your action item. Feel free if you have questions. I want you to reach out to me if you have any questions or you're confused about anything. I'll be here waiting. If you have any issues, or reach out to me via Facebook Messenger or email me at david@marpeservices, marpeservices.com. I would say call me, but you know, then I get too many calls. So just reach out to me first and then I'll put you on the calendar and we can talk. We can talk. I got time. I got time this week. Okay. But I'm going to wrap up here and I want to just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming in to another session at the Marriage Counselor's Corner. Today we discussed 10 questions that you need to answer. 10 very important questions that every spouse needs to answer. We've also apparently noticed that I need to tell myself on a more frequent basis that I love myself, because that broke me for a split second. Y'all saw a brother break for a little bit. So we learned that too. Okay, here we go. Y'all, this is a family. So I get to share with you guys and be vulnerable. But in any case, I appreciate you guys joining me here today. Do me a favor. Make sure that you are sharing these episodes with those that need it. Make sure that you are liking and commenting and leaving an honest rating and review. The more ratings and reviews that I get, the more this podcast will be shared to others. Okay. And I'm already having an issue with Android users. I don't know what's going on with Android users, but my iPhone users, man, I'm getting thousands of downloads. My Android users, I don't even know. I can't even tell if y'all even listening to these episodes to the same degree that iPhone users are listening. And come on, Android, y'all got to hold it down, man. Y'all hold it down, because the iPhone users are knocking these podcasts out the water. But the Android users, y'all are struggling. And maybe y'all are listening, but the metrics don't show. But please comment, share, like, leave your ratings and reviews. Ask me questions if you need to. And of course, I will be here to help you. Otherwise, guys, enjoy the rest of your week. Go out there, be strategic, be smart, be intentional. And I will see you guys in episode number 18. I'll talk to you soon. Deuces.
Thanks for stopping by for your seat on the couch at the Marriage Counselor's Corner. Remember, go to marriagecounselorscorner.com to schedule your next session. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you never miss a session. We look forward to having you back on the couch soon. Bye-bye now.